Yambo Jambo. Welcome to Storybooker's Storytime. Today, I will tell you of Anansi. Do you know Anansi? Well, for those of you who do not know Anansi, Anansi is a tricky little character, always getting himself into trouble and always having to get himself out of trouble. Now, Anansi comes from the African folklore tradition. Some of these stories are hundreds and hundreds of years old, and they traveled all across Africa. They went to the Americas, to Australia, to India, to Asia, traveling the whole world. They have traveled across great continents, great oceans, and many, many, many centuries, all to be with you here today. And this story is a story that all good storytellers should know, because this is a story that's all about stories. Or rather, about a time when there were no stories in the world. So imagine not having your favorite story, not having stories to tell you of other places, other times, other people. Stories that feed your imagination. Anansi, tricky Spider-Man, always had a master plan. Enyame put him to the test. Anansi proved he was the best. Anansi wasn't fierce like lion, not strong like ox, can't swim like trout. But there's no problem, big or small, Anansi cannot figure out. To look at him, all you would see is something small and black. But Anansi has a brain so big, it makes up for what he lacks. So gather close and listen well. Anansi's story I will tell. One day, according to Anansi, Enyame, the great sky spirit, looked down and he noticed something. He noticed that some people didn't have any stories. He noticed that stories from one side of the world didn't make it to the other side of the world. This was because people were not sharing their stories. And so Enyame decided to do something about this. He came down with his magic bag, and everywhere he found someone with a story, he said,
"Can I have this, please?"
And he would take the story and he would put it in his magic bag. And he traveled the world, to Scotland, to England, to Wales, to Jamaica, to Africa, to China, Somalia, all around the world, collecting all the stories everywhere he went, until he had collected all the stories in the world. And then he returned to his great sky palace.
Now, tired from a long, hard day of story collecting, Enyame went to sleep.
Meanwhile, our hero, Anansi, was just waking up.
Anansi stretched out his eight legs.
And was in the mood for a good story. So he ran out to the children, because the children always have the best stories. But everywhere Anansi went, he heard the same thing, that there were no more stories in the world, and that the great sky spirit had taken them all away. Anansi was distraught. There was nothing he liked better than a good story, other than bugs and flies, things like that.
And then he had a plan. And he said to the children, "Shall I go and get the stories back?" All the children agreed. And so Anansi spun a great web all the way up to the Sky Spirit's great palace. And he climbed up. And he climbed into the palace through an open window. And he crept quietly through the palace so as not to awaken the slumbering sky god. And he looked around for the stories. Then he found them. And he was so pleased with himself that he quickly rushed out to the palace and all the way back down to Earth so that he could give the stories back to the children. But when he got back, he found that all the stories were gone. He looked everywhere. Maybe they had fallen out of the bag. Was there a hole in the bag? And then he heard a great voice.
"Anansi! Anansi!"
It was the Sky Spirit. And the Sky Spirit came down and said,
"Anansi, where are all the stories?"
And Anansi said,
"I do not know."
"Anansi, because you took the stories without asking permission, now all the stories are gone. So there will be no more stories for you, and there will be no more stories for anyone else. And it's all your fault."
"I'm sorry. I just wanted to go and get the stories, and when I got the stories, I came back down, I looked into the bag, and they were all gone. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it."
Inyame thought for a second, and then he said,
"Okay, Anansi, I will give you one chance. But you must do this task. If you succeed in doing this task, all the stories will return. You must go to the great forest. There you will find an invisible fairy. When you put the invisible fairy in the bag, all the stories will return."
Anansi agreed. He had no choice. He also had no clue. Fairies are very, very tricky. They are very, very quick. And they are very, very small. Anansi thought about this all the way home. But luckily for Anansi, Mrs. Anansi was smarter than he was. And she had a plan. She took down a cooking bowl. And she got some plantain, and some green banana, and some yams, and some spices, and some herbs. And she mixed up a delicious stew. Then she took a doll, and she began to tell Anansi of the plan. And she smeared the doll with the sticky, sticky sap from the gum tree. And Anansi said, "This is brilliant." And Anansi took the doll and he tied a bit of string around the doll's head so that when he pulled the string, the doll would nod. Then Anansi took the stew and the doll to the great forest. He put them down and he hid and he waited. Soon enough, along came the invisible fairy. And when she saw the stew, she turned to the doll and she said,
"Is this yours?"
And Anansi pulled the string and the doll nodded.
"Can I have some?"
Again, Anansi pulled the string and again the doll nodded. And so the fairy ate down all the stew until all the stew was gone. And then she turned to the doll and she said,
"Is there any more?"
but there was nothing from the doll.
Is there any more?
But still nothing. And so the fairy began to get annoyed. And she grabbed the doll and she said,
I said, is there any more?
And that's when she realized that she was now stuck to the doll. And the more she struggled to get free, the more she got stuck until she was completely stuck. Which means that the plan had worked. And all Anansi had to do was pick up the doll very carefully, which now had the fairy attached to it, and pop it in the bag. And just as the Sky God had promised, all the stories returned. Anansi quickly gathered up all the stories. And he ran back to Enyame to show him. Now Enyame, the great sky spirit, was very surprised, but quite pleased. And he said, Anansi, you have done well. So now, I have one last task for you. You must travel the world and make sure that each and every person gets a story. And so, yes, Anansi traveled the world and gave everyone a story. And this, according to Anansi, is why there are so many stories in the world. And this is why we all have stories. And this is why we must share our stories. Because if we do not share our stories, then all the stories will disappear. And we don't want that now, do we? That was Anansi, A World Without Stories, retold by Norman Bailey. This is a Storybookers production. Storybookers.co.uk.